Shadow AI is the new shadow IT, and financial institutions are sleepwalking into it. Bradley Elliott, CEO at Rely Comply. Someone at your institution is running a critical risk calculation from a laptop under a desk. You just don't know which one. That's not a hypothetical. At a major bank, compliance teams discovered approximately 36,000 systems operating across the business, many running calculations that fed directly into financial decisions, some physically sitting under desks, invisible to IT and governance. It took years and a significant audit effort to surface them. Now imagine that problem, except instead of rogue spreadsheets and outdated software, the tools are AI agents with access to internal data, personal large language model, LLM, subscriptions such as ChatGPT or Gemini used to summarize sensitive client files, and model APIs called outside any sanctioned infrastructure. The scale is bigger, the data exposure is worse, and most financial institutions, banks, fintechs, insurers, and asset managers alike haven't started looking yet. Shadow AI is here, and it didn't arrive with a memo. The problem isn't the tools. It's invisibility. Shadow AI, employees using unsanctioned software, personal devices, and consumer cloud tools for work purposes has existed for decades. Financial institutions spent enormous resources trying to contain it. Block lists, device management, acceptable use policies, and mandatory training. And yet it persisted. Because when sanctioned tools are slow, clunky, or simply not fit for purpose, people find workarounds. That is not a compliance failure. It's a human constant. AI has accelerated this dynamic dramatically. The tools are better, more accessible, and more capable than anything an institution's internal technology team could have deployed 5 years ago. A relationship manager can summarize a 40-page client document in seconds. A risk analyst can run scenario modeling in a free-tier interface. A compliance officer can draft a regulatory response in minutes. The productivity gains are real and visible. The data exposure is real but invisible. This is what makes shadow AI categorically more dangerous than shadow IT. It's not just that employees are using the wrong tools. Those tools are actively processing, generating, and in some cases acting on sensitive data, without audit trails, without explainability, and without any means of regulatory defense if a decision is later challenged. Agentic AI raises the exposure further still. We are moving from AI that assists to AI that acts. Tools that can browse, query, write, submit, and execute, autonomously and at speed. If those agents are operating outside governance perimeters, the risk is not merely data leakage. It is an untracked, unauditable action taken in the name of the institution. Restriction is not a governance strategy. It's just latency. The instinct, when confronted with this picture, is to lock things down. Block the tools, restrict access, issue a policy, mandate approval workflows. This is the shadow IT playbook, and it didn't work then. It will not work now, says Bradley Elliott, CEO at Rely Comply. The instinct to restrict is understandable. It is also self-defeating. Hard restrictions create the conditions for more shadow usage, not less. They push behavior underground, reduce visibility, and embed the very risks they were designed to prevent. When employees cannot access AI tools through official channels, they access them through unofficial ones. Except now there is no oversight, no logging, and no institutional awareness that it is happening. The institution has not eliminated the risk. It has simply stopped being able to see it. There is a broader cost that rarely appears in the governance conversation: competitiveness. AI is not a peripheral efficiency tool. It is rapidly becoming the primary means by which institutions analyze risk, serve customers, detect fraud, and make decisions at speed. Financial institutions that default to restriction are not protecting themselves. They are ceding ground to those that have learned to govern AI intelligently. In a world where technology is evolving faster than any policy framework can keep pace with, the ability to move quickly and experiment is itself a strategic asset. Locking it down is not a neutral choice. It is a decision to fall behind. The lesson from shadow IT was never properly learned. The institutions that managed it most effectively were not the ones with the strictest policies. They were the ones that invested in making sanctioned tools genuinely better than the alternatives, faster, more capable, more integrated into daily workflows, so that going off-piste carried no advantage. The same logic applies to AI, with higher stakes. The question is not how to stop employees from using AI. It is how to make sanctioned AI so good that unsanctioned AI is not worth the risk, explains Elliott. That requires a fundamental shift in how governance is conceived, away from policies that sit upstream of technology and toward principles that travel with it. Rather than prescriptive rules that attempt to anticipate every use case in a landscape that changes weekly, a principles-based approach sets clear boundaries around data handling, transparency, and accountability, then creates space for teams to innovate within them. It balances the need for institutional control with the equally urgent need to move. Friction-free access to approved tools, intelligence-augmented workflows that reduce complexity rather than layering approvals on top of it, and guardrails built into the technology itself, not bolted on afterward. What the field is showing. Across the industry, the signals are consistent. Shadow AI usage is increasing in direct proportion to AI adoption, not despite it. The more visible and capable AI becomes, the more employees find workarounds when the official path is too slow or too limited. This is not fringe behavior. It is a structural dynamic being observed at institutions of every size, type, and geography, from global banks to emerging fintechs. Regulatory expectations are tightening in parallel. Explainability and auditability are moving from aspirational standards to non-negotiable requirements. Decisions made by AI systems, in credit, in risk, in compliance, must increasingly be traceable, defensible, and attributed. A decision made by an unsanctioned tool that no one knew was in use is not traceable. It cannot be defended, and when it is eventually surfaced, by a regulator, by a dispute, by an audit, the institutional exposure is significant. There is also a skills gap compounding the problem. Compliance and risk functions are not yet equipped to detect or assess shadow AI usage. The hybrid profile, encompassing data literacy, technical fluency, and regulatory knowledge in a single role, is emerging as a critical requirement across the sector, but supply is thin. Governance frameworks can only be as effective as the people operating them, and most teams are still working with capabilities built for a pre-AI environment. The competitive dimension adds further pressure. Speed and experimentation are now genuine differentiators. The institutions that move quickly, that empower their people with AI tools that work, and that build governance models that enable rather than obstruct will accumulate advantage. Those that default to restriction will cede ground to those that have learned to govern intelligently. In a sector where fintechs can move in weeks what incumbents move in years, that gap compounds fast. What financial institutions need to do and stop doing? First, find what you cannot see. A usage audit covering what AI tools are being accessed, by which functions, and on what data is not optional. You cannot govern shadow AI that you have not identified. This requires technical capability and a degree of institutional honesty about what employees are actually doing, not what policy says they should be doing. Second, build sanctioned alternatives that are genuinely better. If the reason employees are using a consumer LLM is that the internal tool is slower, requires 3 approvals, and cannot access the files they need, the answer is not a stricter policy. It is a better internal tool. This is an investment decision that should be framed explicitly as risk mitigation. Third, shift governance from a barrier to an infrastructure. Controls should be embedded in tools and workflows, not applied retroactively on top of them. Perpetual KYC, PARKYC, and real-time risk assessment are already demonstrating that compliance can be woven into the customer and employee journey rather than bolted on at the end. The same principle applies to AI governance. Fourth, rebuild compliance and risk functions for the agentic era. Periodic reviews and manual check processes are structurally inadequate for an environment where AI can take autonomous action at machine speed. The move toward real-time, data-led assurance is not a trend to watch. It is a capability gap that is opening now, between institutions that are preparing and those that are not. The 36,000 system bank is a cautionary tale, but it is also an instruction manual. The exposure was not created by bad intent. It was created by a slow, rigid governance model that could not keep pace with how people actually worked. AI is moving faster than those systems ever did, and the risk is no longer confined to the largest institutions. It belongs to any organization that handles financial data, serves regulated customers, or makes decisions that a regulator may one day ask them to explain. Elliott concludes, the financial institutions that win will not be the ones that locked AI down. They will be the ones that governed it well enough that nobody wanted to go around them. Ends. Author at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Plus Posts Bio at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply AI in AML. Reading between the hype, the wins, and the real work still ahead at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply How National Health Insurance Could Impact AML Compliance in South Africa. At Bradley Elliott, Rely Comply SIM Fraud is now one of SA's biggest identity threats at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply South Africa's Greylist Delisting, a milestone for lasting reform at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Culture of Complicity, how fincrime thrives in SAR at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Tax Season, why hidden owners make tax crime an AML problem at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Countdown to Greylist Removal. Is South Africa ready for its FATF Judgment Day? At Bradley Elliott, Rely Comply AI vs. AI. Why dirty money still hides in plain sight at Bradley Elliott? Rely Comply Deep Fakes, GenAI, and Identity Threat. Why traditional defenses are no longer enough at Bradley Elliott? Rely Comply Lessons from South Africa's FATF Greylist Efforts as the US rolls back AML law at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply's FATF Greylisting. Can it overcome key hurdles and regain global financial trust by mid-2025? At Bradley Elliott, Rely Comply Unregulated Gambling Sites, Cryptocurrency and Digital Mulling, the new money laundering landscape at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply 6 Trends to Watch in Reg Tech in 2025 at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Homegrown versus Reg Tech Vendor Solutions. Are you making the right decision? At Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply How FIS Can Stay Ahead with Advanced Digital Verification Methods at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply 7 Steps to Successful AML Programs for Financial Institutions at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply The Critical Role of Whistleblower Protection in Fighting Financial Crime at Bradley Elliott. Rely Comply Balancing Efficiency and Effectiveness Amid Rising Compliance Costs. Share on your socials.